Blog Talk Radio.
My faith in God and blessed and still breathing.
Hotep family. Testing the mic, Brother Sunray. Can you hear me pretty clear?
Yes, sir. I got you, Brother Moore. Yes, sir. I got you loud and clear.
Okay. Welcome, everybody, to Culture Freedom Radio. This is my first time working with Brother Sunray on his format. I appreciate the invite. It feels pretty good to be back on the air again. You have to take a break sometimes, but today we need to just talk about a few subjects, for lack of a better word. One, I'm going to start giving out shout-outs to all my brothers and sisters up in Memphis, Tennessee. I missed the M pretty bad. Don't hear about any Nuwapian representation coming from up there. That's the sad thing. You know you got family up there, so, you know, whoever's going to be the man or the woman up there to step up and don't let Nuwapo die in Memphis, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and get the work in. All right, big up to Kanoom, Brother Harwa Asar, another brother, Ta, and so much more. The Wing Factory, Big Ruben and his family, Don Rico, our brother. All right, so-called Hadu, Sunray. That's Don Rico. Big up to Orange Mount Style and Cuts, QTC Dupree, Mr. Pete, Mr. O. You know what I'm saying? T-Liner, Corey Sovereign. He don't like that name no more. We'll get into that. Why? Corey Sovereign, Nora G, K-Slay, Muffin. All right. Everybody doing their thing right there. That's pretty much where I was breaking bread with folks every day. Big up to the East Memphis boys, Chris J. Y'all know who y'all is out there. With the Wings and Things, Lafayette, Josh. You know what I'm saying? Whole bunch. I can't remember everybody's name. I've been gone for too long. The Memphis Tiger basketball team, they know I support them big time. That's my squad. You hear me? And just missing Memphis 10 like that. And y'all keep your heads up safe and keep doing what you're doing. Also, what's the first topic we want to start off with, Buzz Stone Ray? What we want to get into today?
Then we got to let the family know that also, too, Brother Dish, on signing the brother, because Ben and Ray actually be joining Coach of Freedom Radio. This is actually his broadcast that he has. So this brother show going to be on Sunday. Just one of the edition shows that's coming on to this network. So we're going to have, like, we got Savannah Black, Conscious Attack. Got Cabina Ray coming in. Got his show be on Sunday. Then you see Brother Umar Sharif. Got the Tensor Kedar coming in the house. Then we got Brother Tony L having this show coming up. So we're going to have a lineup of shows coming on, different show variety. So, yeah. So just wherever you're going, but I'm with you. Walking with you.
All right. Well, before we get into it, yeah, we're going to wrap about the House of Consciousness, Polite, a couple of few more things. Just scrolling down here. Marissa Alexander, supporters are organized to stand your ground this week in Florida. She faces an August 1st hearing. So for many people who just seem to forget about people in need, don't forget about her. Now, we also want to give a big up to Yasar Ansar. This is a brother up here in New York. I met him maybe once, and we have a clip we'll play for him a little later, but Yasar Ansar and the brothers up there at Mayor Number One Book in New York, Sister Sakina, that's not her name. She has the Egyptian name now. I just can't remember it, but Sakina, the Peray of Mayor Number One, Brother Aleem or Asar up in D.C., big up to y'all right there with the freedom fight because they're explaining things like in a new light. Now, the legal fight is taking on so many angles. You have some people with Rico and Mike over there with Black Light Radio. Oh, they doing something. I'm not banging on anybody. What I'm saying is that regardless whether you agree or disagree, everybody wants the same thing as far as the Nuwapian Nation is concerned, which is the freedom of Palm and Zell. So, you know, they're working on the brothers up in New York are working on a Liberian campaign. For those in the Macon area, there is a Bank of America in Macon, all right, off of 49 Gray Highway, I think. You know, if y'all got concerns and things like that and want to donate and chip in for your own personal reasons, don't let anybody influence you from stopping you from doing what you need to do. you know what I'm saying, get on down there to the Bank of America. Get up with Yansar, up there in Brooklyn, Premier Number One, and get the in particulars. Facebook is really like a newscast, so if you can't get find out what's going on Facebook, you you pretty much have it, because we're going to run tell it on Facebook. Okay. Oh, yeah, well, I'm just taking it easy right now. I'm just, you know, so much to cover. But the thing is, let's start off with the House of Consciousness. All right, one of the main questions is now being asked about the HOK and its fearless leader, Saad Netter. All right. I got respect for the brother. I got respect for him. If he don't know, now he know. You know what I'm saying? That are the debates healthy and good for the community? Now, that depends on what level of information you are on. For a lot of people who are just waking up, it seemed like it's cool, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the one thing I did notice, they had like a discussion about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, about the 12 tribes of the Zodiac. And there was Hebrew Israelites there, Muslims there, Christians there, and what have you. And they were all able, though they had differences, they were all able to sit in a room and still kind of iron these things out. So what the House of Consciousness is doing, all right, is getting brothers and sisters together. You follow that at least right there. But we see religion is the biggest problem. You know what I'm saying? But now I notice every time Brother Polite gets into somebody's ass with the doctrine, using the right knowledge doctrine, of course, maybe not Wunuwap per se, but the techniques on questioning, you see what I'm saying, is there. And every time he gets in they behind on that, you know, they want to go in on and bang on Panababia Nuno, Dr. York, as if Brother Polite represents the Nuwapian representation on their council. And he does it. You know what I'm saying? So he represents New Covenant. Now let's talk about that for a minute. The question is New Covenant a nation, or is it just a organization or financial organization? Because if you listen to many to the introduction, he refers to himself, or I don't know how that goes. I'm trying to say things without disrespecting him, as the head of the crown. All right, when you say you're the head of the crown, you're not just an organization. Now you lead into a nation, which means that he could be, quote, if he is a nation, a president. You follow that? And he's having the same problem that the Nuwapian brothers are having, is what our family are having, is that our land. All right, you could be a president all you want. You can, because that way, you know, if people say, well, we could do your status correction change and whatever that jazz is, I ain't really just into it. But nevertheless, the result is that a person will have to be a part of a nation for a status correction. You see what I'm saying? So if New Covenant is a nation, then he could do those things. And if he wants to call himself a head of the crown or whatever, as a president of his particular nation, so be it, because he's doing things to qualify for that insofar as his own language or their nation's own language, which he has a right to do. Where they're leading people, for those who want to join New Covenant, find that out. You see what I'm saying? But we know where we stand as the United Nuwapian Nation. So people need to get off Polite insofar as face up with the doctrine. If Polite really wanted to smash the Hebrew Israelites, all he had to do was use the 360 questions to ask the Hebrew Israelite book. You follow that? Not bits and pieces. Really, just take them apart. Because none of the Hebrew Israelites have responded to that book, even in their ancient Aramaic language, which none of them I see seem to read or write. But they'll debate in the King James Testament of the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, and they don't address who wrote the books, Paul, James, or none of that. And they don't never get into ancient Aramaic. So it seems like now they got another debate coming up with the Hebrew Israelites. It seems like, is that the only thing that y'all could talk about, debates with the Hebrew Israelites? You know what I'm saying? Is that it? Now, let's get to this.
Like it.
Well, no.
Oh, then we got a question for you when you get finished, brother, about the debate.
Who has a question?
Sister, she had an opinion. She just had an opinion. Sister Rita had an opinion. She said she don't think these debates are helping us as a people. She said it was just her opinion. So basically, how do you feel that these debates are helping when you spoke about this?
Well, it's all good. Hey, it is what it is. So next, we're going to talk about the last debate with brother and not doctor, Ali Muhammad. This cat, pre-debate, pre-weigh-in, whatever, because they got it up like a little boxing thing with the pay-per-view. It's kind of cute. He ran his mouth trying to sell himself about how he's the best Arabic scholar in the world, as if he don't know who Dr. York is. This nigga, the audacity to even say something like that. Brother Ali Muhammad, not doctor, all right? Never translated the Quran for our people. If he would do that right there and have his own translation of the Quran from the ancient Syriac Arabic or the Fusha Arabic, he would impress me like that there. He didn't really go into no Arabic at the debate, and Polite was right. He didn't meet the weight. You know what I'm saying? The debate was boring, and once again, he's Ali Muhammad, brother, not doctor, by the slick, you know, bash Dr. York, because when Partner Babianu was home, nobody had nothing to say. You feel what I'm saying? And even though he's still incarcerated, he ain't going to be there for long. Those who know, know. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people are writing him off. Really, they are. When he does come home, a lot of people going to have their mouths zipped up. You see what I'm saying? Which brings me to the next point. You say, well, okay, he can't write books because of the RICO Act, right? This is what the Amon Ray Squad brother did with the interview down there at Five Points with Brother Atum one day. Okay, so people want to know, well, is the Pod to Rocks and the actual facts coming from his hand? All right, it's not from Doc, so, you know. Now, this is what I mean from Nuwabians or however you want to say it, you know what I mean? Facts are facts. When you at the level of right knowledge, right, you broke the spell, right? Jesus ain't dying on the cross. You know Islam came from the Roman Catholic Church. We now know that the Torah is Sumerian or Anunnaki doctrine and don't know how. Nothing to do with Africa. Right? So once you've broken the spell, you should be able to accept facts from anywhere or anybody, because a fact is a fact. Isn't that what breaking the spell is all about? For you to be able to accept facts 24/7? This is for Mukaru Utum. All right? As long as you can't prove the actual facts factually incorrect, you really have no argument. All right? And I'm through addressing that brother right there. If he wants to bang on that, do what you do. But nevertheless, the one thing he can't stop is they keep coming out every time I turn around. There's a new actual fact. There's a new pot to rock. You'd be like, well, you know, something that ain't, quote, so-called factual in certain people's minds, it's a lot of them coming out and a lot of people soaking them up because they're taking you to the next level, right, above the Holy Tablets. People think the Holy Tablets is etched in stone and this is it. The Holy Tablets was basically the culmination of the three degrees. You see what I'm saying? And the Holy Tablets is, quote, for the Nuwabian mind that is above that level, it's outdated for you. It's like if you – it's like saying – it's like the first grade for us is outdated. Once you go to the second grade, third grade, or you might have to wait till you get to junior high or whatever. But, you know, certain things from the first grade are instilled in us still, right? But I'm sure if you had to review something right now, you wouldn't go all the way back to the first grade unless you needed it. You see what I'm saying? So that information or those books you read from are outdated and had to be updated and brought up to date to the level of your consciousness now. You see what I'm saying? So it is with the Holy Tablets. You know what I'm saying? You know, the chapter of the Christians, all of this and all of that. Yeah, I'll sit there and know, blah, blah, blah. But now you know. Now you're getting the Sumerian story. You're finding out what's the real deal here, that this is about genetics. And this is why a lot of African people can't get together because, you know, they say, well, why can't black people unite? Da, 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 da. Because we're not all of the same genes. The only people who are uniting are those who are of the same genes, same tribe. And to find out which genes are in you, whether you're in the Nathal or Anunnaki or this or that, right? There are different things out here that you're going to gravitate to, all right? If you're in the reptilian world of music, hip hop, and all of that, you're gonna gravitate to that. If you're on the knowledge and the information, you'll go through the schools. You'll go through the Hebrew Israelite school. You'll go through the degree of Mohammedism. Eventually, you're gonna find your way to Wu Wap if you're a true seeker. You see what I'm saying? So, the Patriarchs, the actual facts, they're here to stay. You see what I'm saying? You can't stop them from coming out. They're going to keep coming. So get over it. All right. Now we want to talk about the librarian situation. I'm not going to go into it because that's what they have in the conference calls for. Get in touch with either South Carolina, Mayor 29, I think it is, or 30. I think 29. And then Mayor number 1 in Brooklyn, New York. Get with Yasser Ansar. That brother there is really putting in the work. And right now, Summer, if you got a minute, let's go to that clip for a minute.
All right, good. All right, family, you know, we're going to go ahead and play this clip. It's a live clip that was up in New York, like you said, so y'all kind of forgive for the distortion. Well, like the background noise, so because this is a live show. They was out and about doing their thing out there. There we go.
Well, one thing really highlighted to me in the legal conference call is the relationship between the lawyer, Liberia, and what we're trying to do in Liberia. From personal experience, I'm personally married to a Liberian, and I've been in Ghana for over 3.5 years. So what the lawyer is trying to work on and what he's trying to do on an international level, I think people should follow it, because right now, over the past 12 years, we've tried everything and it did not work. People have been collecting money. Money has been not going back towards the old man and towards his legal situation. The old man himself gave a message and told us to work directly with his lawyer and do what he needs to be done. And I think that we, as a nation, need to just follow suit. And like I said, you know, I know this is the real deal because I've been to Africa. I know the ties that Pop has made with this lawyer, and I see the direction he's going. So, you know, we just need to follow suit. I said we need to follow suit and do what the old man said.
Definitely was blessed to be able to listen to it. It's a click on my schedule as of lately, so I haven't been able to catch up with it. But real simple. We're obligated to come to his aid. We're obligated to help him in any way that we can. So there has been many, many efforts, and we'll continue to be efforts towards getting him free, moving him, making him more comfortable. But ultimately, we're obligated as men, as family, as a tribe, to do everything in our power to continue to come to the aid of the Master Teacher, our Father, our Teacher, our Guide. Literally our only hope. So now is that opportunity, literally, to put everything aside and do everything you can to help. I don't care what else you're doing. Everybody has bills to pay. Everybody has a house rent, car notes, whatever. We still have the ability to divide our time, our efforts, our energy into every aspect of building this nation and, more importantly, freeing our God, freeing our Father. And I can go on for hours, so I'm going to just cut it short and let the brother pick it up because I'll keep going.
I go on, you know, what these two brothers are talking about, that, you know, like the way I was brought in, I always reflect back on this, right? Because I want people to understand that between us four brothers that stand right here, you have combined over 100 years, over a century worth of experience, you know, as far as being with the Master Teacher, right? So I want to stress that first, all right, that we're experienced veterans, all of us here. So what the brother was saying is like, you know, the grand commander, the chief, right, he set down a law, all right? And the reason why, you see, I be speaking with, you know, some of our teachers in this nation. To me, myself personally, like, it's only really like three brothers that I really consider teachers. You know, that's like the brother Sobek down in Georgia, the brother Amun Akash, you know, the big light-skinned brother. Those brothers are shakers and movers and builders, and the brother Snafil. Those are our teachers. You know what I'm saying? I, you know, like the rest of these guys, like, what I call them, you know, a lot of them, I call them sucker MCs. See, a lot of people don't like me, right? Because I'm going to call it like how it is. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, right? Because, see, a sucker MC, right, is somebody, right, who hears that, the update from Pop, right? And then they go out singing another song. They're not singing the same song as the Master Teacher. The Master Teacher is saying, support my Liberian lawyer. They talk about support something else. That's a sucker MC. You understand what I'm saying? Because the master teacher is the one who gives us the blueprint. We're the ones that's supposed to be following that blueprint. A sucker MC is going to create his own blueprint and do his own thing. You understand what I'm saying? Whereas we do it our best to lay down what the master teacher has given us. You know, we waited like, 12 years, right? 12, almost 13 years to hear his voice to give us, because people say, I don't know what to do. Now, he's given us a direction, right? He told us what to do, and you got these sucker MCs, right? He's telling us to do other things. You understand what I'm saying? So now we got to figure out, what frequency we on? I did a video on that, too. What frequency are you on if you can't hear the voice from there? You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, with that, man, you know, like, I'm just really encouraging everybody to get on board, because we could all do this together, right? Everybody do a little bit, nobody has to do a lot. You understand what I'm saying? We're a nation, right? So everybody needs to participate in this. And I'm going to tell you something, man, because what really bothers me, right, is trying to convince people that say that they love the master teacher, right, to do what he say do. And you know, that right, you know, I'm tired of dealing with people like that. And you know, really, I'm ignoring you from that one. You know, if you say, because I know, like, see, in my time when I was answering, I was none of that. Because once you moved into the community, you were committed. You know what I'm saying? There wasn't no questioning, no doubting, none of this, and all this freestyle and suck MC stuff. Because, I mean, you was about it. If you wasn't about it, it was going to show up cool. Because you had to get out here, make this money, do what you had to do, to build a nation. I don't know what part of the game is this, where people can just freestyle their whole way through. And, but see, the master teachers laid down the guidelines for us to follow now. He's laid down the law. Now we're going to see who's going to be insubordinate, who's going to break the law, who's going to freestyle it, who's going to be the sucker MC. And with that, I'm going to pass it on to, and I say this with all authority, right? I say this with all authority. A master student of the master teacher, along with him, Stobeck, right, the brother down in Georgia, and the brother Amun at Cloud. Those are the master students of the master teacher.
I would think that the legal update today was very important, and one of the most important aspects about it was, as the sister was explaining about the things that happened in the past, about, you know, things that go on, like her journey to Liberia, how we almost met the president there, the dealings that we had where they had to scramble from country to country, a lot of different things that went on, and as she's explaining it, it becomes a lot more clearer to people who didn't understand what was going on to make movements. The biggest thing about that is, now that you know that there is an explanation, in the future, as our people are moving and doing things, that they can't stop and explain all the time. They can't answer everybody's question all the time. We don't need to know certain things right now. We need action that's going to end up in the results. Afterwards, then we can get the explanation of things we didn't understand. You follow? Because if you're harassing that person and that they're trying to do a job and you're asking questions, you're hindering them from doing a job. You follow? And you're talking about someone who's talking directly to the master teacher. You cannot fool pardon the bad yet none. So whoever he's talking to, and we now have precedent, we're listening to the voice of Pop talking to the sisters, talking back to Pop, you know what I'm saying? So as, you know, as he's talking to them and telling them what to do, the rest of us need to just do our part. And don't get in their way and hamper their ability to do the job that they're on in reference to the freedom of the masses. You know what I'm saying? You want to know something, you can't get the answer now? Be patient, do your part. The answers are coming. The answers, all questions going to be answered for us all over. So the answers are coming, but do your part. Trust the master teacher, or just leave if you don't. You know. We got to learn how to start working together. We got to knit this family back together. And that's what this is about. You know what I'm saying? So the legal update is important. And one, it reaches out to all of us to let us know what our father's agenda is, what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And so I would say this, that anyone who feels that they have a problem about how fast information and they're not getting it, my number is 678-389-0179. You can call me up. And any questions you have in reference to the legal team, if you don't have answers just yet, give me a call. If I can't get the answer, I'll get someone on the phone immediately with an answer right then and there. That's what I can do, you know, for our people. So, bring that.
If you have a problem not being able to get the information, get involved and be a part of getting it done. And you'll have first-hand access to the information.
Well, see, that's why I say I give you the number.
I'm all
this is why I give the number. So you have no reason why not to have the information. Get with us. This is the legal team. We're going to connect with them. We'll get you connected to get the information and the answers and whatever else that needs to be, you know, that you need to get that answer to that question.
Right.
But, you know, it would be more conducive to take on that role, those of us who can, you know what I'm saying, instead of harassing the people who's actually doing the job.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They don't need the harassment. They need to be able to work uninhibited, knowing that they have the backing of the entire nation. All Nuwafi, all, every last one of us, you know what I'm saying, are backing Pop's legal team. And if you're not, then we now know who the enemy is.
Right, exactly.
Saying upon the bad, yet none. You heard it from my words. So if they're still telling you they don't want to get with the Liberia legal situation, then you already know who your enemy
is. That's right. That's right. Pop's cut the grass real low on that. You know, he said you know why he cut it that low? So we can see the snakes. He said verbatim that if they not with this Liberia thing, they have their own agenda. And that's why you got people in our communities, they think that these communities and these mayors are theirs. And from my time, the communities and mayors were for the community.
Uh-oh.
You understand what I'm saying? Now I'm preaching another subject, and you know, people ain't going to like it. Because as it goes on, the truth is going to become more potent. You understand what I'm saying? And when it becomes real potent, it's really going to knock you out.
Let me add on to what the brother said. You know, since we've been out here for a good month now.
Yeah, almost two months now,
we've been grinding hard. We've been getting some good brothers that's been coming out. But the type of feedback that we're getting lately, I heard is, oh, this must be a new scam. How you going to say getting a direct command from the master teacher to his people in South Carolina, to the old timers here, that this is a scam? So we're going to see firsthand who's about what the master asked us to do. And like the brother said, snakes in the grass.
Yeah, it's real simple.
You know,
I'm gonna tell you something. Do the math, right? Cause see, like, I'm a student, right? Of sound, right? Reason, right? Do the math, right? If a person is not echoing, right, the words of the master teacher, right? If they're not saying what the master teacher say, you know what I call them? They're sucker MC. They sucker MCs. Because you know what? We're supposed to be rocking the mic with the master teacher. You know what I'm saying? They rocking their own mic, doing their own thing, freestyling this whole thing. And the thing about it, they got people under their spell. And we're trying to break that spell, right, to get people back with the master teacher. That's the task within itself. You know what I'm saying? Because the enemy, believe it or not, is a lot of the enemy is from within. You understand what I'm saying? We're fighting. You see, what we got to understand is that we're at war right now. We're fighting from the inside and the outside. You understand what I'm saying? So my thing is this. Either get down or lay down. That's the bottom line.
All right. All right, welcome back to Culture Freedom Radio. This is your brother Kabina Ray. That was the clip right there. I think we have a caller that's online, that's holding. Let's see, 804-624-1249. Your line is open.
Oh, please, I ain't pressed nothing. I just tuned in, right?
Oh, okay. I saw your mic over. All right, well, welcome to the Sun
Who
Ray.
Who this Sun
I'm
Ray?
Sorry.
Who this Sun Ray?
No, this is Brother Kabina Ray.
What's up, Khufu?
Yeah, that's peace. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, look, did you catch this show, man, Friday?
No, I didn't.
Brother Khufu, what show?
Hey, man, I was on that joke, you know. You know, boosting the ratings, you know.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. We're going to put you on hold, brother, because we're going to get back.
That's leading back.
And once again, welcome again. All right. Welcome back once again to Culture Freedom Radio. Glad to see people tuning in. One comment we see in the chat room is that we have Nuwapis have too many people trying to do their own thing, and that's true. We'll address that a little bit later. All right, but the next thing before we get started, we'd like to let you know that for those who want to learn your Nuwapik language, all right, on Facebook Messenger, I myself, Wab Baba Jetty out of Philly, all right, we'll be teaching Nuwapik on Facebook Messenger. So for those of you with smartphones and you already have the Facebook app and you have the Messenger app, we have a group called Team Nuwapik where, you know, a lot of people want to tune in or just listen or just learn how to write Nuwapik, we're on that right there, as well as leaving voice messages in Nuwapik so you can learn the dialect. All right. Also, one of the best teachers out here that I know for as far as teaching to speak Nuwapik is Amaltet Renpet. She's on Facebook at R-E-N-P-E-T. Amaltet Renpet Shepset. She is on Uvu. That's O-O-V-O-O. That is like a video conference call where she teaches us how to speak Nuwapik. I definitely will be tuning in. We're also working on having video chats with Nuwapik classes with a Google Hangout. All right, so what it is that we're learning to use the technology that's available to us, and we're not using it. You know what I'm saying? And things could go. It seems like the only time we use the technology is when the bang on each other. Are we quick to get on Facebook and YouTube and all these messages and Skype, all that, anything to say something dirty about each other. But when it's time to educate, you know, anyway. All right, so that's on Facebook Messenger and Uvu. All right, now I've got a question for the chat room for those out there. Who is Larry Morgan or Chuck Morgan? You know what I'm saying? And he supposedly have written this book called 360 Questions to Ask a Nuwapian. I haven't seen it yet. You know, I've seen a few questions, but, you know, I want to see, you know. Now, when Larry Morgan chuckles, doesn't know, is this, well, I found out he was from D.C. And for years I was wondering, who is this slandering cat? You know, who is he? You know, was he ever an asshole in Nuwapik? Find out, yes, he was. And he used to be in the community up there on 9th and Rhode Island. Well, that's funny. I was, too. You know what I'm saying? And then I did when I saw a picture of him, you know, because we used to hustle down there on 11th and F down there at Metro Center. And this cat used to set his table up right next to me. You know what I'm saying? So, because it was me, Musa Ware's nephews, one of them I used to call Woody. And the other one, I can't remember his name, but Mo and Woody, that's right. And Larry Morgan used to set up with them because Musa Ware wasn't on the block because he was doing T-shirts and he had came up big off that go-go. And this Larry Morgan cat, he wasn't then. His name was called Kedar back then, or he had I can't remember. Brothers changed names like the weather back then. Anyway, he was a bum hustler. I remember because I was standing next to him. He had no class with the people. He just wasn't a hustler, and his turning was pathetic. And this is the one that's slandering Pot in the Bad Bad Noon, as all of a sudden he just grew a set of balls and got all this intellect. Larry Morgan, I used to hustle right next to you at 11th and F Metro Center, right there at the Popeyes, because I came up off reggae. You understand me? So that deals with another one of these slanderers. And by the way, chuckles, go ahead and finish your book, 360 Questions to Ask a Nuwapian, because I flipped through the little questions. Some of them were good questions insofar as if you were seeking knowledge of the real answer to them. All right? But then, you know, you got over 300-something questions to go. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, so my first question to Chuckles would be, What is Nuwapu? What is the science of Nuwapu? You can't really break it down for those who are into the Holy Tablets, chapter 10, tablet 10, verses 1 through 5, as simply states that the science of Nuwapu has not been taught yet. All right, and I go over that a lot. All right, so that goes out to you, Chuck Morgan. We can scratch you off the list before I forget about you. All right, what else we got going on? Detroit, Brother Sunray. Let's cover that. Detroit is getting their water shut off. Big, yeah. And guess whose area that is?
The general.
Sarasota City, the general. Now, since he came out and he slandered Dr. York with the polite debate because he couldn't answer the doctrine, he threw up the wrong flag because that's not the current flag of the United Nuwapian Nation. I ain't heard too much from the general. You know what I'm saying? Only thing I got to say about the general is go back to teaching like he was before. You remember the old classic videos? I watched the old videos on him. Oh, man, he got some fire with him. You know what I'm saying? And if since they were of the craft of Amun Ra, I'm wondering how come the RBG, quote, nation, we'll get into that word later, doesn't have their own lodge. And what why aren't they passing on the Egyptian secrets to those who can join the craft? Why aren't they teaching people how to build pyramids? And why can't what does RBG Nation mean? Is this just a punchline, RBG, or are y'all a real nation? Y'all got connections with the UN, or y'all, you like to say, the Nwapi Nation? Are y'all registered with the BIA and all this jazz? Where's y'all independent land? You know what I'm saying? Where do y'all? Because you use the word nation. If you didn't use the word nation, it's one thing. But when you use that word nation, that's very, very serious, because nation deals with international law. You follow that? Where's y'all embassy, RBG Nation? 5% nation? We have an embassy. You can call it a barbershop all you want, so I don't mind a barbershop and embassy, because when I go there, I can get my hair cut. You know what I'm saying? People act like you can't have a barbershop in an embassy. That's their backwards thinking. Some embassies are nothing but when you go to different countries, you know what I'm saying, you don't know what the embassy is going to look like. You just think, here you are in a war-torn area, and you think you're going to have marble floors and, you know, no. It's not like that with all embassies. You know what I'm saying? So you have to travel the world to see that. Okay.
I just want to put one part in that. I did see a video with Shetty. I'm trying to find it. Damn, I can't. I thought I posted it on Facebook. But it was on Google Plus. I've seen on Google Plus. But Shetty was, I don't know what they were talking about. It was small. They didn't really get into what they were talking about. But Shetty was there at a city council meeting, and he was talking to the city council. It's like he was basically challenging the city councilor, a council, on the vending, I guess, about them. I guess they must have been banning the vendors and stuff from getting out there. So he was, I seen him on there challenging the vendors and stuff. I mean, the city council.
That's recently, 2014, 2013?
I think it was 14. It was on Google Plus. Let me get on Google Plus and see if I can find it while you're talking to us. Because that's
well,
how I saw it.
We wanted. I need to be talking about the water. What's going on? See, this real deep stuff going on right there. They say because people can't pay their bills. Now, is Detroit that broke? Now, if you're a Nwapian up there, you know what I'm saying. If you ain't in the city, I guess if you know, you know, why ain't they moving south anyway? You know what I'm saying? You know, hey, do what you do. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be up there, it is what it is. But also, now here's the thing. This one, I'm going to tie this all in while we're going around about the long way. All right. Where are all the conscience groups in Chicago for the – it seems like every major holiday, 4th of July, every summer, there's always a multiple mass murders on these holiday weekends. The 4th of July weekend was 14. The year before it was something. You know what I'm saying? I mean – you know, I thought Chicago was Islamic city. You got the Nation of Islam up there, 5% of Noble Drawley, right? Look how many peaceful, quote, organizations have come up out of Chicago, and Chicago is just like really like, yo, awesome, shoot them up. You know what I'm saying? And it's black. Most of it's black on black or African on African, Kushite on Kushite, whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? It's just ultimately ridiculous. And I don't see none of the conscious groups speaking about that. I don't know if Brother Polite still has his store up there in Chicago. I don't know. I haven't heard nothing from them for a minute. All right, so, you know, Seti, we want to know where you at on the Detroit water issue. All right. You know, it'd be nice to hear your voice heard if it's affecting black people up there, because there's a serious plan going on, and they're getting rid of folks up there. Okay, let's see. Back to let's talk about law for a minute. Now, when you have a nation, you have to have law. All right, this is what the brother Yassar was breaking down. Yassar was breaking down law. All right, what are the laws of the Nwapian Nation at this present time? The laws of the Nwapian Nation right now are PAATARAQ. PAATARAQ. All right, PAATARAQ, that is the law, which means the way. What way? Our original ways. You know, it breaks down the council of the elders, things that we do with your children, your do's and do nots. And no matter what school you was in, there was always law. All right, so PAATARAQ is the law right now. Is it hard to follow? depends on what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Depends on what you're doing. And one of the major things that when we have to realize when holding up our particular laws of our respective nations is that you have to speak your language of your nation. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're busy arguing in English about Nuapian affairs. And you think the tones is crazy now. You see what I'm saying? Arguing in English about Nuapian affairs don't make no sense when you really, really think about it. All right. Also want to give a big up to Mayor Number 9, the brothers Atum Hutip Emre, Atum Ray, I hope I said his name right. Brother Huni. There's another brother there. I can't remember his name. Sermitut. All right. There's more. There's plenty more. Brother Papa, very kind brother. You know, these brothers are really putting in the work for answering doctrine questions and taking it up to the next level for those who are looking for or who have questions, especially out there in the California area. We're going to branch out there in a minute. A lot of people don't, you know, there's not a lot of Nuwapians in these areas. So when you tune into the Wu Nuwap channel on YouTube, they're taking questions. All right, they give you the email address where you can send in your email, you know, email your questions, and they're addressing them in orderly as they get them. All right, so for a lot of people in the California area, Seattle, San Diego, Las Vegas, Wyoming, Oregon, Utah, you know, place New Mexico, you know, you have the Wu Nuwap channel now to tune into. Also, big up to special brother and sister out there in Arizona. I think they're in Flagstaff, Arizona, or Tempe. I'm not sure. The brother from Pittsburgh, his name escapes me as well at this particular time. I'll remember it. Amon Ahanibu, that's right. Him and his lovely mate, Amonette, I think. They teach class every Sunday night on a conference call, and you talk about consistency and doing it over the years, and that's what it's all about. It's consistency through time. You see what I'm saying? And that's something that when you're in the freedom fight for the upliftment of your people, that's what it's going to take, because some people will get out there for a hot minute, like a flash, and then they disappear. You know what I'm saying? Pana Babianun has been teaching since 1963. That's four decades and still rolling. He's not stopping. You know what I'm saying? So it does take time and consistency. All right. Anything else you want to add, Brother Sunway?
Oh, I just want to say I found the video. I actually put the link in the chat room about the city, dealing with the city council in Detroit. And you can also go and find it on YouTube. It's under the title Sarah Sutton said it blast the city council. Sarah Sutton said it blast the city council.
What's the date on that? That's this year?
Let's see here. Let me see. Damn, where it goes. Let me go back to YouTube right fast. That was, it was put up May the 7th, 2014. Yeah.
That was put up. I'm talking about the date of the actual, so it went down this year then.
Well, that's when it was posted on YouTube. I don't see when it was posted on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing with SETI, because we met him in Memphis. Didn't we meet him in Memphis?
Yeah, it's the lecture he did, the making of the white man.
Yeah.
I mean, the making of the nigga, something like that.
Yeah, the makings of the white man, I think. You know, and when he was teaching on that level then, to me, he had more of the audience's ear. The debate thing kind of throws you off, because now I see why Dr. Ray Higgins didn't attend. You know what I'm saying? Because the debate thing, right, if really, to me, you're not going to win a debate against a Nuwapian. I don't care. Even our worst could take on their best. That's right, because Nuwapians know how to question people. You see what I'm saying? And one of the main things is when people try to use Nuwapian techniques against Nuwapians. You have to know how to use that when people who study the doctrine, they want to corner you. You know what I'm saying? In other words, I learned a lesson very early when I was a younger teacher. You know what I'm saying? What I mean by that is that when you first start off listening to the doctrine, you know, you listen to the tapes, especially the True Light tapes, they had you amped. You know what I mean? And you realize that, you know, I would just be repeating what the master teacher said, right? somebody asks me a question and then like video or audio references, I'll just repeat what he said. And sometimes you get away with that because it is the factual answer. But then when you're dealing with a person of reasoning, right, they want to ask you to go in depth. You know what I'm saying? And then now you have to – that's what people say. You just can't regurgitate, innovate. You have to use your own mind and your own reasoning and your own understanding. That's true to a certain extent, meaning how you digest the information and how you propose it without changing the facts of it. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of times I started to get caught up while repeating what he would say but didn't have the particular reasoning or the knowledge why he said what he said and didn't have the experience of realizing who you're talking to. You know what I'm saying? Because now when you're talking to a Muslim today, especially the black Muslims, African niggas who want to be Muslims, I put it to you like that, get on my nerves the worst because they always want to argue with you about the Quran, Imam Bashir. Very kind-hearted brother, I do respect him, but he don't know no Arabic either. Not, you know what I mean? Just because you can say Bismillah Rahmani Rahim and recite a couple of surahs in Arabic, you know, that you memorize, the real deep root meaning of the Arabiyah, he don't know either because he would have translated the Quran by now. You see what I'm saying? How many African scholars have translated the Quran for our people? I only know one. That's Padna Babianu. Dr. York, is there another one? Ali Muhammad? That's why you're a brother, not a doctor, because you're not busy translating. You're not showing your scholarship. You feel what I'm saying? That you have the tools and the utensils to do this here to wake our people up and go to the next level. And then they want to say they follow Ma'at or Ma'at. You see what I'm saying? And this middle netter. I'm getting warmed up now, sorry, but we're going to switch the topic. But we go too far with that. Oh, one brother I do respect who was in that room with the when they did the 12 Zodiac was the brother. He's a Hebrew Israelite brother, and he always addressed Brother King. He'll say, "No, King, listen to me, King. Nah, King, it's like this, King." Now that brother, yeah. I respect.
Yeah, I like it.
I can't remember his name. I wish I knew his name right now. A lot of these names, I just know faces. But he was always very respectful, even in the heat of battle out there in New York when Polite was trying to rush him. You know what I'm saying? He was still cool, calm. See, if you didn't know no information and know no doctrine, yeah, if I didn't know no better, I'd be right out there with them. As a Hebrew Israelite, because the way they present their information. But see, the Nawabian mind, they already been smashed doctrine-wise from the Nawabian perspective. They can't tangle with Nawabians. You see what I'm saying? Because we want to go into ancient Aramaic on you, which they don't know. And if they really knew ancient Aramaic or Ge'ez or Coptic or any of those scripts, they would have translated the Torah, Azariah. That's what I want to see a brother Azariah do, or who all them Hebrew Israelites. Why don't y'all translate the Torah for our people? Sarnetta, you think you could get them on that? Instead of these, you know, debates with, you know, Egyptologists and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, setting up like it's a Don King boxing promotion. Let's get on some scholarship. You know how I think the debate should go with HOK if they would adopt a new format? You know what that would be? That would be like the presidential debates. When President Obama debated, who was the presidential candidate at the time? Romney? He tore Romney a new one. Now, the moderator asked each individual one question. See, I would have asked Brother Ali Muhammad one question. I would have said, Brother Ali Muhammad, from the Arabic perspective, can you explain Surah Al-Fatiha? Can you explain in Arabia what Fatiha means, the root word of it, and explain that short story? And see, because it was on the origins of Islam, man, it would have just broke them all up. He wouldn't have been able to handle it. So when you do debates in that type of forum, Polite is going to win every time because he could always fall back on the Nawabian doctrine. Does he defend it at times? No, he doesn't. I think I'm starting to understand how he get down. He might let him slide for the sake of business. But the one thing is that whenever we as a Nawabian, whether it's Polite, myself, any of a true Nawabian teacher, when you start putting out doctrine and you get into people that hate it, that's the first thing they mention is, oh, your teacher's a pedophile. Well, here's my message to the Hebrew Israelites, all you Islamic, especially the New York niggas, because they so uptight. can any of y'all get the trial transcripts released? Can you, the Hebrew Israelites? Some Hebrew Israelite was running his mouth saying, yes, you can. And he ain't got back with me yet. I was like, well, I can't. You know, I'd exhausted all my remedies. What can you do to get the trial transcripts released so we can see how Dr. York is an innocent man? Whether you agree with the doctrine or not is one thing, because they never verse doctrine. They always attack personal. You see what I'm saying? And that's how they feel like, well, that's how they get at polite. Well, we're going to attack your father, as if that's going to discredit the doctrine because of what he's going through. He's a willing sacrifice. He's being crucified on a cross. That's all metaphoric. But for niggas who down with him, you see what I'm saying? And that's because, I'll be honest with you, if I had to go to jail for you niggas, hell no. No. Because niggas don't appreciate it. A nigga don't appreciate it. We busy arguing and fighting instead of taking the higher road. You see what I'm saying? Like, I give you an example. All these nations in the world, right, everybody think that everything is peachy keen. It's always shit and dirt going on in every nation. Like I said, however, yeah, but when it's showtime in front of the cameras, they got that polished look. You'd be like, look, I'm going to deal with you later, sir, right? All right, we got the shot. We got the smile for the camera. Let's get out here and go to this world conference and look united. But when we get back to the hotel room, you know, we're going to finish discussing this. You see what I'm saying? And the Wapian nation act like that people all over the world are not watching. They are. They are. They're watching to say, well, damn, how can they be 30,000 strong and bickering and arguing amongst themselves? How can they be 30,000 strong when they're not speaking their language? What is their tongue? Where is the evidence that y'all exist? Now, June 14th, was it, when, you know, Wapians worldwide gathered, there's an example of how we exist. That, like that there. Now we have to work on and put it together. Okay, we got that going on. We got Ambassador Deuce with York, who I'd like to do an interview with shortly and give people a little bit of taste on that. That would be just the ambassador breaking down treaties. And a lot of people don't understand what that means. And, you know, I'd like for him to go into the different treaties that were broken against our tribe. But anyway, that's another subject. You see what I'm saying? So those are ways that show that we exist. So we got that front. We got the Liberian fight going on. We got brothers and sisters on our language. You see what I'm saying? And then really, NUWAPU is a doctrine that now you basically, the test is to live it, not so much as versing other people's doctrines anymore. You know, we don't have to do that anymore. So the debate series is for those who are in that arena. And then after a while, you get tired of the debates. And then you start to look, the mind starts to look for something higher. The debates will only be for people who just like the garbage and the gulliness out of it. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's for a certain level mind of people. You know what I mean? Because Islam is not leading the way anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Judaism, Christianity, say, well, how is NUWAPU leading the way? Well, it's simple. Insofar as that is leading us to unity, that realize that we all have to stand up and fight against this beast together. If we don't, we all through. You know, you see what I'm saying? So I really don't see much of a solution other than Wu Nuwap. That's basically it. Not for me, but I'm talking about as a neutral mind, period. What else can you go to? You see what I'm saying? So anything else, Sun Ray?
I just want to go back and build off something you said right there. Well, one major thing you were saying one time, like the getting together, how we were bigger and harder. Now, I'm going to use us as an example. Now, y'all know.
Oh, yeah.
between me and this brother, like I said, whether you agree with it or not, sometimes, me and this brother, we have had our knockouts, fallouts on things, you know, about me dealing with language and all. We disagree with one another for a while, and basically we kind of stopped talking. Y'all know somewhere, I might have kept it real. We kind of stopped talking for a while, but then I started saying, I said, well, you know what? First thing, because we have a lot of Nuwabians who actually listen to this show, and I have met a lot of people who came into the doctrine. They ran across some the videos, and I was talking to someone. They was in Arkansas. They said they would like to learn a language and all this. So, you know, me, I don't have time. I'm really not into the language because I'm doing a lot of other things, and I'm really not I still read the doctor now. I don't know about it again. I still read all the information, but his brother, I know he's on it all the time. That's what he do. That's what he do. He live it. So my thing, I said, well, we know got all these shows now. We're trying to build up a network. We're trying to get it. I got to hit my brother. So regardless of the differences that we got, like, sometimes you got to man up and swallow that shit. You know what I'm saying? You right, wrong, forget about it. You know what I'm saying? When it's time to get this information, because people are looking for this information, who can I else call on besides his brother? And for one, I still owe this brother. I can never repay him, actually, because when I owe this brother. Because when I met the brother, I was looking like a damn Desert Arab. I was practicing Islam. I was practicing my nation. I was Sunni Islam. Yeah. And the brother, you know what I'm saying, he hit me with a word. And, hey, I was just saying things like some of y'all. I was like, that nigga talk about my Quran. Because I told his story a couple of times. Brother told me, well, you know the Quran that you read is not authentic. It's not in its original order. I didn't say it to him. I said, that nigga talk about my Quran. He don't know what he's talking about. But later on, I was driving by, and I seen the bookstore. I said, damn, that looked like that place the brother was talking about. When I went in, after that, I was hooked. So I'm really forever indebted to the brother for hitting me with a word and enlightening me and even bringing me to a great teacher, like the master teacher, who made me start questioning everything, questioning every damn thing, even questioning some of the stuff I do. So that's why when y'all hear some of the things I say, that's because of the schooling and the teaching that I went through make you question everything. So when a man tell you, when a people going to say, this is what get me too, brother. When people want to say, he made all this shit up, he making that up, he fabricated this. Well, why would a man that tell you, don't believe me, go and check it out, if he's making all this up? Now, the first thing you would go do, if he said, don't believe me, go check it out, you would go and check it out. So that way you can come back, hey, man, you lied, bro. I wouldn't tell nobody to get out if I know if I'm lying. So I've been hearing a lot of people like, well, he's fabricating all this shit, he made this up, he got this from Zechariah Stinson. Come on.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny? When people want to do research, you have to go to the white man search engines, because there's no African or black man that created a search engine for us by us. Right or wrong. So I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing: everybody's challenging each other's information now and saying, "Well, how do you know this is true?" You're at a point, at a level. Well, yeah, because you could say, "Well, the ancient manuscripts," and you can say, well, did you see the ancient manuscripts? My answer would be, no, I haven't. You say, well, can you read the language of the ancient manuscripts? No, I can't. So how can I prove, you follow that to a person, they say, well, this comes from the pyramid text and da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't care whether they polite or Shaka Amos. None of them niggas have read the original pyramid text in the original language, the way it was revealed when the first from ink to paper, or from when they carved it in stone. Okay, so that means that if you do have the pyramid text, that means you have something that a European translator scholar, Opana Babianun, has excerpts and bits of it. And you say, well, I can't prove him right or wrong. To be honest with you, you get to a certain level, and I can't prove him right or wrong. I can't prove him right because I don't have the experience or the evidence. I can't prove him wrong because I don't have the experience of the evidence. They say, well, what do? You follow in blind faith? No, in true faith, F-A-T-E, because I know you can't prove him wrong. He ain't lied to me since. He hasn't lied to me. For what reason he got to lie to a nigga like me down here in Georgia? Down here, I represent Macon, Georgia. What's up? Who is you? you know what I'm saying? So, you know, when you do research, folks, you know, for all you scholars, think of that. Next time y'all in the House of Consciousness with all these debates and stuff, think about whose material are you researching and the sources that you know, some of you cats got to get your travel shoes on. Y'all got to go to these places. You know what I'm saying? Now, Fetty has been to Egypt, so he got the edge up on a lot of people. You see what I'm saying? But what he hasn't been is been initiated into the ancient Egyptian mystery system. He's been initiated into the craft of Amen-Ra by one of his master teachers, not Dr. Ben or Ashwa Kwesi. I'm not sure, because I'm not trying to disrespect who he shows love for as a spiritual father, God, or teacher. I hope he know that. But nevertheless, he would have been initiated through those orders. You see what I'm saying? And now they got to build. You see what I'm saying? So when you have nations, right? Now, yeah, but let's look. How many black nations do we have that are really have a legitimate fight? Okay, you got the Nuwapia Nation. You got the Nation of the Five Percenters. You got the RBG Nation. You got who else out there? The Black Panther, New Black Panther Party. I don't know if they're a nation. You know what I'm saying? But anybody, y'all know who you are. If you out there claiming the word nation in your title, in your shit, then, yo, it's a lot to be held responsible to your people for. You said the people who join your nation, not your organization. Your nation. Nation is stronger than organization. People want to use the word nation like it's a cliche and it's a slogan. You see what I'm saying? And it's not a punchline or it's a slogan. Remember, this is English words. What are the word for nation in other languages? Anybody in the chat room know the word for nation in Hebrew, Arabic, or Hebrew or Aramaic is am. You know what I'm saying? Am. Right? So, you know, once you understand the perspective of that word from different languages and different cultures and what it means to them, now your worldview starts to change. Your mind starts to open up. You see what I'm saying? I say I'm reading something in the chat room somewhere. It says, I am the universe. Welcome to Culture Freedom Radio. It says, the original language of all Abrahamic beliefs is celestial. Let me read that again. It says, the original language of all Abrahamic beliefs is celestial. That's not correct. All right. Well, let's read that one more time now. The original language, well, because it's tricky. It's tricky. Mm-hmm. It says the original language of all Abrahamic beliefs is celestial. Now let's address celestial. Celestial means of or from beyond the stars. This is terrestrial. That's correct? Okay?
Yes, sir.
So when you say all languages, the question is, who brought the language from the stars here to Earth? All right? When the Anunnaki came here, okay, I'm talking about Enlil and Enki, and for some reason, there are a lot of Nuwabians still stuck and calling on Anu. Anu doesn't have no power for us as African people. That was just the school we went through. We'll talk on that. We'll go back to that in a minute. But the Anunnaki came down, and that language they had was cuneiform, right? All right? And the master teacher surely knows that because he broke down cuneiform in what is Jesus' God book and many other books where he broke down cuneiform, this, that, this. But there's not a Nuwapian today that can read, write, and speak cuneiform fluently. Other than Pa and the Bab Yanun. I'm throwing that out there like that because cuneiform ain't really ours. So, you know what I'm saying? And if you're a good student like that, show and prove. I'll shut up. All right? So who else comes from the stars to this planet with their own language? The Netiru. You see what I'm saying? But now the Netiru, the word for religion in Nuwapik is the Am. There's really no word for religion in Nuwapik. It's called Za'am, means opinion. And that's what religion is. It's an opinion, you know, of how you feel you should live your life or who you feel you should worship. And whether you call them God, Allah, Jehovah, whatever, for African people, all of these deities are invisible. All right? That's the one thing they have in common. Y'all worship an unseen deity, which don't make sense. That's how you know you're still spellbound. Because when you were born, right, when you were crying, when you got out mama's womb, you came out, look, instinctively, you went to the breast. So mama's God. So for those of you who, you know, still have a mother living, or for those of you who don't remember your mom, you know, my condolences. But for most of us, all right, the first face you saw was mom. So you saw the face of God. You knew who God was, right? I'm not talking about the one who, quote, as they say, created the heavens and the earth and the heavens, because they know one God created this one planet. We'll get into that, too. All right? But anyway, when you're addressing, you know, these unseen deities, people have forgotten that they knew who the face of God was, and that's mom. And she's the creator because we were fashioned and shaped in our womb, in her womb. And that's the one thing What's the brother out there in Seattle that's going through the trouble? Natural Tahuti. All right. He mentioned that out, but he never wanted to give credit to the sources if he got it from the Nuwafian doctrine. He was telling the truth, all right, but he didn't want to, you know, that's the one thing. People want to use the Nuwafian doctrine, but then want to give credit to the source. You see what I'm saying? So, no. So far we covered languages to the planet. We got the Anunnaki, all right? They have a celestial language. The Neteru have a celestial language. All right, the Nomos, the Elul. So the Abrahamic, quote, religions, whether they are all Mesopotamia, coming out of Mesopotamia, relate to the Anunnaki doctrine and relate to their language. That question would be false because you have the Neteru, who have a language of Nuwapik, which is not the same as cuneiform. All right? So we like to mix in doctrine there. We want to mix in this. The type of show that I want to have is more of a relaxed show. All right? And we have a caller, 614-515-9303. It's all right. How can you tell when they have their hand up? Because some people are just joining to listen, but I don't want to just be talking if they got something to say.
It'd be like a yellow symbol right beside the number. Hand, red, it'd be like a yellow explanation mark over the number.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm getting used to this. I will be on every week to post up mostly a lot of Nuwapian news, okay, and commercials. All right. For those of you in the Georgia area, okay, we have a Nuwapia. All right, y'all can go to the website. The brother has some slamming T-shirts that God is black. The Nuwapian apparel hats. You know, I haven't been up in the deck in a while to go see him, but I'll be getting up there. All right, Nuwapia apparel. Woo! Awesome. And he's definitely at all the events in Atlanta. And you see a lot of brothers are representing the shirts. That's an example of a brother who's taken his talent and created a business. Also, the brother who does jewelry, Atum, I think he makes glasses. He makes it. He has craft work and he has skills. So many of us can cook, bake, sew, make outfits. And I need a Nuwapia man outfit. So for those of you who are tailors, I need my measurements. And, you know, I need that outfit. I got to get back on point. We're looking good. All right. So keep the businesses up. Keep fighting, trying to find a way and open your own business. You know what I'm saying? Be a part of the, understand supply and demand. Find a demand, try to supply it. All right. Let's see. Also, Yasar Ansar has posted that another Nuwapian event, August 16th, Mason Mill Park, Decatur, Georgia, Ansar Reunion, hosted by Ishmael York. All right, that'll be there on August 16th. Now, look for it on Facebook. You know they're going to post it again. All right, so this ain't like the two-minute warning and it's going down tomorrow. You got to give, you know, niggas at least a month to prepare, man, for events. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't, you know, well, right now we're having so many financial hard times with, you know, with out-of-town trips and things of that nature, and it would be so much easier. You know, some people have got the science down of traveling together on the road. It's a good road trip. It's safety in numbers. And we all cut down on costs. So when you come back from the road trip back to your family grind, you know what I'm saying? You're not hurting financially and pressed to pay this bill and that bill. You see what I'm saying? So big up to, once again, Yasar Ansar on that one. All right. What else, all right? What else we was going to cover now? I might have forgot something.
I can't remember. I'm typing in the chat. I can't remember myself. Hell, that might have been it. Like you said, you touched on the Google Plus, the live thing. You're trying to gonna start working out, doing live shows on Google Plus pretty soon.
Right.
Shit, I can't even announce myself.
Well, no, yeah. It's all good. Like I said, this is the first show. This is like the template. You know what I mean? I just wanted to just touch on certain things. You know what I'm saying? And basically, if somebody ever runs across that 360 questions to ask a Nuwapian, let me know. And I'm not talking about a few questions. I'm talking about the complete book. All right. Once again, we also please support the family and in your respective areas. That's what I want to talk about. Since the mirror has closed in Memphis, which was my responsibility, all right, so, you know, I realize that that's a failure or a strike in my book, but it's all good. No one else has seemed to be stepping up and taking that responsibility. If you have the strength to open up a bookstore and make it a mirror, go ahead and do it if you have the strength, because now, you know what I'm saying, like I said, a lot of people wanted me out of Memphis. Now I'm gone. And so now who's stepping up? You see what I'm saying? So if I do come back up there, if I do, you know what I'm saying, you're going to look, it's going to be a serious lion. You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, now people have got their chance to step up. It's like, you know, I'm not saying I'm Jordan or comparing myself to that, but, you know, when Jordan retired, the Bulls didn't win. You know what I'm saying? So now, you know, Memphis does need leadership. Memphis is in the middle, or what they call it, the mid-south. And, you know, a lot of people was coming through there, more so than I thought, you know. And for a lot of people, there is a mirror in Chicago that's 8 hours from you. So a lot of people might not want to go South Atlanta all the time. All right, take your behind up there, 55, no, go up there to Chicago. Support mayor number 7 up there. You know what I'm saying? Despite Memphis not having a mayor, they're still in between two mayors. You know, and big up to the brothers up there in Mississippi who were showing me love when I was up there. Mississippi, St. Louis, General Aha up there. You know, one. Now let me give you an example of, it was so many failures in Memphis. And this one, I like to apologize to the whole Memphis family up there for messing this one up. When we had Mentu Hotep come down all the way from New York, right, because Mentu is a good brother and a good friend of mine and a strong teacher as well. And Mentu came down. Now, that's where I got distracted, trying to do that lecture thing, that HOK thing. If you can't do that House of Consciousness thing, you know, don't do it. Because you're going to fail. You have to have the experience like those brothers do. And they, one thing, whether you agree or disagree with them, they know what they're doing. All right. So, you know, the format was messed up from the jump. And, you know, instead of a lot of people coming from all over, it was a very few handful of people, because I got blinded by the money and forgot about the heart and souls of the people. And that's something that Ponder Bad Danu never did. Everything is always for the people first. You know what I'm saying? When you put money before the people, you get blinded. Because now, you know, the lecture and everything is really false and phony. You're just saying that to appease them. You see what I'm saying? Just so they can come in and spend with you, because, you know, they like the way you preach. Basically, you're just preaching to them. You're giving them a sermon. You know what I'm saying? So, nevertheless, you know what I mean? That was one of the many things that went wrong in Memphis. And Memphis is a dangerous city. You know, I got the scars to prove it. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's what, you know what I mean? I think it's more dangerous than Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if they can kill Martin Luther King in Memphis, you know, it is what it is. And then, you know, still a lot of pain from that. I always thought that Memphis never really did, the mentality of the people's mindset, you know, has never really recovered from that until Wu Nuwap got there. When Wu Nuwap got there, now people started waking up, starting to get a taste of pride. And, you know, like Fuma, big up to Fuma and Elite Graphics, you know, taught me some things about how he left Memphis and then came back. And now he's a successful entrepreneur with his art business. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, sometimes you might have to leave Memphis to come back to help the city. Big up to Yo Gotti. You know, I never met Gotti personally, and I've been there for 10 years, man. But Gotti, the type of music that I do like is hustler music, and Gotti is on that. I ain't talking about the dope. I don't know nothing about no dope music. I'm talking about hustler music, where they touch on the things that you're going through your life with a bumping beat to get you up on your grind one more time. You see what I'm saying? And so Memphis now, since I left, when I first got down here to Macon, all right, I didn't know they bumped Yo Gotti like that. And I was very, very surprised, because I had a lot of Yo Gotti, yo. They was buying it up. So I'm like, wow, y'all all Gotti down here, around here like that, yeah. And, you know, it's a serious Georgia-Tennessee connection with the rappers right now, whether they're Young Dolph, OG Boo Dirty, what's my boy, Don Tripp. You know what I'm saying? Q, DC, Dupree. My favorite rapper, Memphis, the brother with the orange mouth style and cut. That's cute. You know what I'm saying? But nevertheless, still, they linking up Juicy J and all them cats is coming through Macon. They coming through Atlanta. They, you know what I'm saying? They dipping into Florida. And it's showing that the hip-hop culture and right knowledge is a mix. You see what I'm saying? Because the rappers now going to, like, more or less into Egyptology a little bit. But, you know, they're getting the 6 ether side of it, not the 9 ether side. So a lot of the soldiers, a lot of them down here in Georgia, they on Trip 9. And to my Memphis family, y'all know 720, but Trip 9 and 720 is really the same thing. You see what I'm saying? And so we're going to have a show building on that. What's the difference, or rather showing the similarities between Trip 9 and 720. For those brothers out there who use that lit, we're going to get into it on that show, but that's not for today. All right. What's going on, Sunray? Who's that running their mouth in the chat room?
Brother, I am the universe. I am the universe. He was just going in earlier and said we didn't, what was it? He just talking about when we were talking about the language and stuff. We didn't know nothing about the language.
Yeah, all right.
You know, we were talking about the language. we were celestial. He just said, of course it is. Y'all not there yet. He said, simply sky or heaven. He just saying we weren't there yet.
Oh, yeah. See, for the rest of 2014, 2015, like, I am the universe cats get ignored because they ain't coming with no information. Hey, I am the universe. Yeah, in the chat room, type me in some of the whopping, and we'll go from there. You know what I'm saying? That's how I put you to the test. See, if a Nuwapian, how I do it by the law. By the law. Let's talk about, let's get back to that. By the law. All right, if I have a disagreement with you, all right, and if you say we both Nuwapians, we supposed to be speaking in our languages and ironing our differences in our own language. All right? Now, and everybody want to make the excuse, well, we grew up in the devil language, da, 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 but yet you want to argue and disrespect each other in the devil's language. That's still part of the spell. Nobody said breaking the spell was going to be easy. You know what I mean? It's not, because, you know, you have to have – breaking certain habits is hard, whether it's a cigarette habit, an alcohol habit, a sex habit, or whatever. You know, breaking habits is hard, but those who exercise, you know, your will to stop overeating, working out, losing weight, disciplining yourself to get up early to go get a job or whatever it is you do. When you on that level like that there, you know what I'm saying, that's breaking the spell. It's a process. Many of us, the major addiction with us, see, people thinking that we just got this way, you know, without a fight. And it's like, what I mean by that is that, all right, you're trying hard to break the habit. But when you come out the house to go to work or to look for work, whatever the case may be, you get bombarded with advertising. Smoke this, drink that, eat this, buy this, put this all day long. The mind gets saturated with advertising, advertising, advertising. So your mind might not even be on something, but all of a sudden that one last ad catch you, and then you buying a beer or you smoking a pack of cigarettes or things like that. So, you know, we have to guide our minds. And like I said, it's hard to do. You know, you constantly get bombarded with advertisements and things of that nature. For those who are working on their health, all right, Dr. Sebi, Dr. Layla Africa, the two best out there in the game right now. There's a lot of other brothers out there and sisters. And, you know, the one thing I do like on Facebook is there's a lot of health information, you know what I'm saying, out there from European people and African people. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's the conscious people, to me, just doesn't include black people when people say a conscious community, because there are some Caucasians that are very conscious, more conscious than niggas. And what I mean by that is that they know who you are. And don't think that conscious European pro-activists, I'm talking about pro-humanity, you know what I'm saying, won't help you here and there. You know what I'm saying? When they can. You see what I'm saying? But if you're not in a position to receive, quote, lack of a better word, opportunity, if you're not prepared to receive an opportunity or a blessing for those who want to go there, then you're not going to get it. You see what I'm saying? Like, for instance, I was stuck on the road, right? And all these black folks here would didn't give me a jump. brother, can you give me a jump? Nah, just snap. You know, I'm like, F all y'all niggas out here, blah, 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 blah. I can't get a jump from one of y'all. I got the cables and everything. And then a white person comes up and gives me a jump. Where are my people at? So, but had I had that attitude that, Mr. White Man, you can't help me. You're such a racist, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, not knowing who that person is, you see what I'm saying? I wouldn't have got the jump to get up out of there. So I'm saying, I ain't saying, you know, all white people are good, but I'm saying out my mouth from my experience, all of them ain't bad, meaning you're going to run across some people that's going to help you yourself. They are positive European out there because some of them have old blood, right, old blood type. And then you say, a lot of people say, oh, the white man is the devil, da, da, da. But they got mixed genes too. Some of them got, if we got mixed genes, they got mixed genes. And some European people, or lack of a better word, in the hood, look and sound, and, you know, not look and sound black. You know, they tone in their voice, the way they talk. You'd be like, God damn, he sounds just like a brother, because that's how they grew up all their life. They might not be their natural nature, but it's in their nature, in their genetics. You see what I'm saying? And some of that kick in from time to time. Yeah, I'll stamp you for some food stamps. Go ahead, get out of here. You know. Yeah, you know, you can slide. All right. You know what I mean? Not saying that you should look for that. But I'm saying that, you know, your minds have to be open to help when it's there. All right? So I'm pretty much through. I just want to just round off and touch on some subjects. You know what I'm saying? I'm bored with I Am the Universe.
You did. Right? I just want to touch on something you did said earlier about the debate, and I didn't get into it. I ain't said nothing about it. But I was looking at him in the chat room, just messing off with I Am the Universe. I know who the brother is, just messing off with him. I ain't mad at you, bro, because okay. I do this type of shit, bro, so I ain't mad at you. Yeah, we can talk about those, about the debate, how all of you talking about the ancient history and cultures, and you were right. Even when they come out, they Islamic and all of this shit. But not only, like you said, they're not dealing with the language. Now, if you supposed to have been like Ali Muhammad, was into that, you're right. How come they don't never quote nothing like in the Arabic language? Like if you're going to come from the Quran, at least, okay, read it in Arabic first and then do a translation of it in English or whatever. None of them do that.
Mm-hmm.
Even, I'm going to have to even say Wesley Muhammad. I ain't going to be, he's supposed to have a degree in classical Arabic or whatever. I don't ever hear him saying shit in Arabic. Now, I'm tripping. He has a degree in classical Arabic, but I don't hear them teaching nothing on Arabic. That's crazy, but so, hey, that's just one thing, brother. Now, there's one thing about now, me and the brother, we used to kind of get into it about the language. And there's one thing, the brother, I have to agree with him on, brother. I'm talking about you, brother, because being raised. Getting the language, at least you saying you're a Nawabi, and what you do, you dealing with the language, and you trying to get into all of it. You dealing with the language. You will say, I deal with the language. Now, let's meet me in Nawabi, and you want to debate, let's get into it in the language.
That's only with family. I'm saying that.
That's what I mean. But you said with them, like you said, Ali Muhammad, come out in the debate. He, you know, he's all with Islam and whatever, but he ain't quote nothing in Islam. I mean, in Arabic, quoted in Arabic.
That's right.
And what it mean in Arabic? Then come back and translate it to the family. At least, goddamn it, fake like you know some of this shit or something. A lot of people know. Everybody don't know it. Everybody don't know Arabic. You could have said any goddamn thing on the stage. You just could have said a simple part of Alhamdulillah when nobody know what the hell you was talking about. Arabic people don't know what Alhamdulillah means. Just mean, hell, I damn near forgot just that fast. All praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. That's what they'll say. Or Wudu Balahi may say, Tona Rajim. I see a refuge from Allah or Satan. The accursed devil. So you could have came out and said the most simplified shit. Nobody would have never knew what you were talking about. You know, even as you say, somebody see Mishallah. Mishallah. What is Mishallah in Arabic? Bless you.
Yeah.
Bless you. Simplified shit, Ali Muhammad. Come on, y'all. Get y'all shit right. Y'all can fool them people don't know no goddamn better.
Well, there it is.
What your degree is. Yeah.
Well, I'm going easy on them. Yeah, because my rage has calmed down. Now, I Am The Universe did say something good in the chat room. When you post something good in the chat room, I'm going to mention it. It says, Tennessee means Ta-Nehisi, or land of Isis. So for those of you who didn't know that too, that tidbit of information now you can add on to your plus degrees. All right. We want to give another shout-out to another brother, Ali York, who does classes also on Sunday night. I don't have his number right now, but nevertheless, every Saturday, Brother Ali down in Texas gives classes. As at 2 p.m., Signs of Wounded Waffle classes will be held at the Young Library inside of Palm Center on 5260 Griggs. So for those of you in Texas, if you know Brother Ali York, and also he posts his class on YouTube. That brother there is a good teacher. He's also one of Panda Babianoon's blood sons. So big up to you, Brother Ali. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's pressure more so on them, the blood family.
Yeah.
It's pressure on all of us, really. But the blood family, you know what I'm saying, it's pressure. It's really pressure on them. It's like you're the son of the pastor of a church. See, I've been a pastor's son. And my father, Bishop Reverend Anderson Adams, they raised me in the church, and I became his son. He was my uncle, but he was my father because he raised me. And this was my first degree. They were my first people. Evangelist Adams, his wife, taught me what love is. The first love was they took me in their home. The second love was then they helped me clean up and straighten out my attitude. And the third love is they pointed me in the right direction in life. And that changed my whole life because I was going through so much hatred and bitterness and starting to learn how to fight and stab and shoot at niggas in the hood who just wouldn't leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? So your teenage years, you realize those are your survival years now if you're going to survive as a man or a woman, because you got to get people about your face and blaze your own path. And a lot of these killings with these teenagers are senseless. Meaning, I'm saying this to all my gang set members out here, all my G set members, whether you GD, Blood, Crip, Vice Lord, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? If these young boys and girls don't want to join your organization, leave them alone. Let them go to school, but make sure they go to school. You see what I'm saying? Don't be flogging. Now, because you know what I'm saying, to make a person join your set shows that they fake, then that y'all press for membership. Y'all really can't get no members in unless y'all make people join y'all and y'all make people do crimes. You see what I'm saying? If a person came on their own free will and accord is one thing, but you got to make somebody join your organization. To be a Master Mason, you have to be of your own free will and accord. Now, nobody make you do nothing. Ain't nobody making you become no Mason. You know what I'm saying? So I say that. Go ahead, bro.
No, I'm just go ahead. I'm agreeing with you. I'm just sitting back.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? They make these kids join these organizations. And here this boy here is a straight-A student. And because they want to recruit him and you know, they jealous of him being in school, they say, oh, nah, let that young man become a lawyer. Let him be a fraternity brother, and when he gets his law degree, he can start representing us, getting us out of jail or something. But the long-term plans of kids, of the black kids' future, is not on that level. The long-term plan is to put you in a jail cell so they can make this money, you know, because they're making it hard for you to get out there, forcing you to a life of crime. You see what I'm saying? And so now you want to kill an innocent kid. A lot of baby kids is getting kidnapped, girls from 7 to 18, I see on Facebook every day, so-and-so missing. Now, what part of the game is this? Back in the day, mom used to walk you to school. You see what I'm saying? Now, if I heard that one kid in our neighborhood came up missing, one girl, especially these young girls now, they coming up thick and prettier, younger and younger, they snatching them up in the sex rings. What else is it? Some of these girls think they grown and running off with some boy for a little while, then they'll show up. But then some of them don't come back. Some of these girls get drugged and raped, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, where are you parents at? Why ain't y'all walking your kids to school instead of sitting at home on Facebook eating some damn cereal? Walk your ass out and walk your ass to your kids to school, and y'all won't have this problem. You know what I'm saying? It should be parents that should be walking kids to school as a neighborhood community thing. Okay, so-and-so parents turn to walk all the kids to school, especially if it's down the street or be out the block. Help do something. Help you to help yourself. You see what I'm saying? They act like the police can do everything. Okay. All right, we're closing down to the last point of the show. And once again, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. Like I said, this is the opening show. I didn't really have anything planned. I wanted to freestyle it just to feel the way through. Next week we'll come with a little something more harder, and we're going to be talking about a lot of different things on this show to give people an overview. A lot is going to be dealing with our doctrine, Wunuwap, what's going on in the family, where you can find the Wapic classes, where you can find, it's like a Nuwapian news in format, you know, where can you find our ambassador if you need him to ask questions, clips here and there. We're going to get better at it. We just want to just constantly give people information and things to do. There are a lot of people that are trying to network and hook up, you know, that have skills, you know what I'm saying? If you need a haircut, you need a mechanic. You need to let these things be known in your area, because Blog Talk Radio is going from coast to coast. You know, I don't know if there's any Nuwapians out there on the West Coast, but I did give a shout-out. You know, where was Natural Tahuti at? Up there in Seattle, up there in Tacoma?
Yeah, Tacoma, Washington.
Okay, yeah, see, that's the area. Yeah, need to build in and focus on that, because at least he had the heart to go out there, being a New York City boy. Now, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to get into the particulars of the case, you know what I'm saying, because it's not my business. But, you know, I wish him the best, and hopefully the House of Consciousness will put some money on his books and get him a lawyer if he was a part of that family. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to leave that at that. All right. So also the weather right now, keep your eyes on the weather, y'all. We have droughts. We got storms. We just had the first hurricane, what they call it, Arthur. We were affected by that a little bit. Well, yeah, see, I'm closer to Savannah now, you know, and Macon now, he gets hit with some very serious storms coming up from the Gulf. Everywhere, no matter where you live, it's positives and negatives, meaning that, you know, the south down here is a lot warmer, but the rainstorms are very, very torrential. Also with the possibility of something, you know, a hurricane coming off the Gulf, got to throw that mix in there. And here what I see, the hustling is different from Memphis, and most people here, you know, got the grass, cutting grass is the hustle. You got grass all over the state, man, that need to be cut every day. So for those of you young boys out there who say you're looking for a job, can't find a job, you know, you got to create a job. And if you have the tools to cut grass and things like that, because the natural skill jobs, right, we seem to be losing control of that industry. The Mexicans ain't the only ones who can cut grass. We can cut grass. We can build bricks. We got to get back into those construction fields. You know, and a lot of us know drywall, carpentry. Those are the type of fields that we need to get into. Now, I'm not an economic major at all. You know, there's somebody else in our respective nations. Because now I'm talking about, like, RBG nation, 5% nation. I'm addressing y'all as a nation. And when you address a Nuwapian, that's international dialogue. Did you know that? If you are a member of the RBD nation, any particular nation, if you say, I'm a part of this nation, then when you address people, if you address a Chinese person, a Japanese person, you technically are addressing, you're having international dialogue. See, they need to get on that, because once again, you use the word nation. You see what I'm saying? And so that's what this is coming to right now. And speaking of that, what went down up there in Memphis with Sister Tabitha Gentry. Big up to my brother Eunice, a.k.a. Dirty. We ain't trying to bang on your family, man. We already know you going through enough, and I'm not throwing nobody under the bus like that. I'm not going to do that because I got much respect for you. But what people have to realize is that there was no nation that came to her aid. Is that understood? You know what I'm saying? And I'm not sure what charges they got her on. But if you out there claiming to be a sovereign citizen and, you know, you're going to get this property and this money by squatting on people's houses, but they setting as a precedent that, no, you niggas not, straight up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, not having that, y'all got to be careful. You know what I'm saying? listen to the update with Ambassador Deuce New York, explain what the United Nwapian Nation has going on and our freedom fight, and if nations would join together, then we would really have something. You know what I'm saying? And then getting back to our language, yeah, that is important. It's important more for just for speaking it and communication and dialogue and holding positions in the offices and all that, but it's about the tones that's going to open up the chambers in your brain. English obviously can't do it. You know what I'm saying? What was that rapper that we had? Nanya Hakum L, you remember him? In his CD or cassette? Oh, man, people got to go back and get that. I hope they could put that out again. You know what I'm saying? Nanya Hakum came out. Who's the best? I think that was Who's the Best? Who's that Malachi? Man, that was a bumping CD right there. And he was talking about that in one of his songs. And, you know, I also ran into the artist Ross Search since I've been down here in Macon. You remember Ross Search? Ross Search?
Oh, yeah, yes, sir.
Another talented brother. Ross Search is doing country now.
Damn.
So, you know.
I think I got him on the switchboard. I'm going to look while you're talking.
Oh, Ross Search in the house? Oh, I'll put him on the air.
I think I got one of his songs on the switchboard. Oh, no, I don't have him.
Oh,
man.
Okay. Oh, I
don't
hear that. Oh, open up the line for him,
bro. Nah, yeah, he cool. Hey, but since you said the language, you remember now, Brother Polite, when he was called a True Light. You remember he was hooked up with a brother called Daddy Kush up there. And then he was rapping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now, let's go back to that. Oh, the videos that he did in the Wapik. And that one, where it was a brother, I can't remember it, Sheil Adu, that Jay-Z beat right there. Oh, man, yeah. But see, that, even though it's not, see, I'm just tripping off of the script, because that was a Riskian script, I think. When you use more like Izu, El Kaloum, there's a difference between El Kaloum and Papa Ut. You see what I'm saying? And things like that. You know it's a different script. See, but you still can relate to what he's saying because you still understand it. That's part of me by breaking a spell. I give you an example. The word is, right? I-S is. And if you read the old Nubic books, right, I'm talking about Nubic, N-U-B-I-C, I think it's scroll 175. The master teacher, Padna Babianun, taught you really didn't need to use the word is because it's a linking verb. It's a conjunction. You remember that conjunction, junction, what's your function, you know, the ABC? But you got to go back to know that.
But the word is
right. You really don't need it, right? But nevertheless, because we're so Anglabic and Anglified, we had the word for is. The first word I remember is Kalun. There's another one that in Nubic that escapes me right now. Yeah, Kalun, K-A-L-U-N. Izu is. You have Izu, you have Kalun, and now you have Kawun. Right? So you have three different ways to say that. So now if a person who and if you know Nwapik enough, right, if a person says Izu, Reneni Izu Ta, my name is Ta, Reneni Izu, instead of going all off on them and, oh, man, we don't use that. We use Kalun now or we use Kawun now. And the nigga's so quick to correct you and only know five words of vocabulary. Nah, I would say, okay, Izu, that's cool, Reneni Kalun. Tama Atre, I would say my name is. Now, if you were to ask me, Shinushubranuk, Zamal, what's your name, brother? And I could say Renenni Ta. My name is Ta. See, you say is in translation, but I wouldn't have to say Renenni Izu or Kalun because that's an unnecessary word because the possession, Renunni, my name, you follow that? Ta. You follow? So, the word is really is used just for people who, because we're so Anglified, English, you know what I'm saying? So we have to, the first lesson in the Wapik is first learning the vocabulary, because when we're translating, even you know, a lot of us now who are at that level, I'm talking not at the level of the children are on a higher level. What I mean by that is that you have to think of the English translation first before you can respond. Not all words, though. Example. If I were to say to you, Rahub or Rahubat, by tone, right, and repetition of that word so many times, you don't have to think, oh, he's saying hi. You see what I'm saying? It's so embedded in you now. When somebody says Rahub, you just respond, oh, Rahub, oh, Rahub Azamal. Okay, how are you? You see what I'm saying? So that's what I mean when you say it to the children, right, that's, and make it their first language, they'll get it faster and take it to the higher level for you, because we can just add on vocabulary words to their vocabulary while they're still babies. And by the time they're 6 or 7, you know what I'm saying, they'll be running circles around us in the walk with you. They'll be refreshing our memory and stuff. You see what I'm saying? So there's levels and degrees. And also, don't forget Renpet Shepset. She's on Facebook. She has a visual or a video Nuwapik class on Uvu. That's O-O-V-O-O. She's highly recommended by me, very strong-minded sister. So she's really working hard on that. And the thing with it is it's not a lot of participation. You know, it's that people don't seem pressed, desperate to learn it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's not that. Well, it is with some of us because I'm on it every day. And for people who want to practice Nuwapik on a daily basis with me, I'm on Facebook Messenger. I'm in the Nuwapik study group. You know what I'm saying? And we practice every day, greetings, little things, voice messages, things which, and with Wap Baba Jetty, with his help and the rest of the family's help, what we're doing is we want to start texting each other and using our language in social media. This way, when we want to go up to another level and talk about things that we don't want these stupid-ass niggas to know, we could just go in Nuwapik. Follow that. So the slanderers, we can just go, we can just be in Nuwapik right there, and they won't know what it means. And you, Ani Ta'ofuk, Minyuk, Ya, you know, said, I fly up from you, O mortals. That's what it's talking about. We could go to the next level because of our culture that's in place. And I say this to a lot of the Nuwapian brothers and sisters out there who were kind of lost a little bit and fell back into the world. We excessive drinking, we excessive smoking. You know the truth, but it's like, you know, if some of us stuck out there in dire straits, you got to remember that you can always go home to a nation. You're not the average Joe. When you a Nuwapian in any hood USA, them niggas out there know you somebody different. They know. They know. They know. You can wallow in the muck and mire all you want, and they'll be like, yo, brother or sister, you don't belong here in this muck and mire. You don't belong here in this strip club. You don't belong out here on this track selling dope. You know what I'm saying? You belong. You supposed to be doing something else. They know. And certain things, the winds of life drive you out of there. That saves you behind. And some of us who are hard-headed, if you keep going and doing these bad things, or I wouldn't say bad, I would say disagreeable things, and you become the consequences of the results of those actions. All right? So with that being said, anything else, Sunray? Anybody else in the chat room other than I am the universe got any questions? Anybody?
We got a hand just raised. Let me see. 614. Peace, 614.
Well, hello?
Yes, sir. Peace to you.
Yes, brother.
Hey, hey, peace. Yeah, I had a question. Are there any good Nuwabian books out there?
Yes, there are, but Nuwabian books in reference to which subject?
Oh, I don't know too much about it. I'm the quote unquote ignorant. I'm just kind of getting conscious, so I don't really know a whole lot about, you know, the languages out there, like. Just listening, I was like, what the hell is that, you know? So,
right.
Yeah, I'm just trying to take that step forward, you know.
I feel you.
So,
all right. Where is 614 at? What part of the country are you in?
I'm in Columbus, Ohio.
Ah, Ohio. Woo,
yeah.
You in Columbus, Cincinnati, Cleveland? Boy, y'all got more racism up there than a little bit.
Oh, man, it's a mess.
Yeah, I already know. You feel me? But from seeing from Facebook, right, from Facebook only, it seems that there's a Nuwapian presence there. Whether, you know, you in Columbus, I know about Cleveland and Cincinnati, and I'm sure it's other spots. But the best thing to do, the closest official mayor to you is Chicago. That's mayor number 7, and that brother up there is on point. He's on business, and I think there's a lodge up there as well. That's a close place. I wouldn't send you to New York or to Georgia right away. I'd like to send you to your close region and district because they can respond to you faster. So if you were to order something, it'll probably take a day or two rather than New York or Atlanta where it might take 3 to 5. In Chicago, you're looking for 1 to 2. Also, you can go to YouTube on the Wu Nuwap channel. That's hyphen, N-U-W-A-U-P, the Wu channel on YouTube, right, where you have question and answer classes given by the brothers Topper, Atum Hutip Emre, and Sertimitsu. That Topper's not his Egyptian name. That escapes me right now. But the Wu Nuwap channel on YouTube is channel right now because that's answering a lot of people's questions. And it's over 2 years' worth of video footage. So that'll keep you busy for a while and bring you up to speed.
Okay. I got another question. Like, what is it really? And I know you probably heard this before, but you know, when I really started thinking, I'm like, what really is the point of keeping us blinded from all this? You know, what's the agenda?
So you can become food for the gods in a straight, flat answer. So you could become food for the gods. Simple. What are the gods I'm talking about? I'm talking about the Sumerian deities, right, that crashed down in the Persian Gulf in Sumeria. All right, they have been coming into this planet. They basically eat human beings. Just like humans eat chickens, there's something out here in the universe that eats humans. And there are reptilians that do this. This is a fact. You can hide it. I mean, you can't hide it, but the powers that be want to hide it because they want to substitute you for food instead of them. That's just the straight bottom line truth. Now, to go around about it the long way, right, when Partner Bab Yanun or Dr. York came out in the 60s telling people that, right, they looked at him as crazy because our people were so spellbound in the 60s. You see what I'm saying? So whenever we start to wake up to these realities that something's going on other than the norm, it becomes the influx of dope, money, sex, cars, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to distract you from, to keep you like a sheeple. So in other words, the sheep doesn't know that the shepherd is leading him to the pen for slaughter. You follow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've heard something about these reptilians. As a matter of fact, I watched a movie called They Live.
Yeah,
from the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, when you said that, I was like, hold up. I was in that movie.
Well, in the 80s, there were a lot of technologies that were introduced, even in the 60s, that are being used right now, like the iPad, the iPhone. And so what we got now, obviously, they're a couple years ahead of us in technology insofar as what we have. You can go to Google right now. You follow that, and you could get a satellite picture of your home right there. Whereas real time, the technology is faster. It'll show you walking around in real time on your satellite. For those who are calling in, please hold because if we got 4 minutes left for the live call, we have an hour left of what do you call bonus coverage, Sunray. And please just hold on to line if you want to listen, or we'll just answer until we run out of questions. All right, but is anybody else on? Just you, 614? All right, go ahead. Continue with your question, fam.
That's pretty much it. I just kind of, was really just curious. You know, when I was listening to all this, I said, man, I don't know anything about any of this stuff. So I, decided to take that step. And so that's all. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, you're welcome. Well, what it is, a lot of people are very, very nervous, and it sounds scary at first. What do you mean, reptilians, we could be eating and this and that? That's why when people who have no knowledge of right knowledge at all I try not to take them there. It depends. You know what I'm saying? But when you just want to hit somebody with the straight truth, now you got to do the research. There are plenty of, like David Icke. David Icke, I-C-K-E, is it? He has plenty of videos on YouTube. There are too many European people talking about they've been abducted, that they've seen sightings. I'm not talking about black people. Down in Mexico, Italy, all over the world. You see what I'm saying? And then you got to look at things that now wars are basically designed to kill people. And what do they do with the missing bodies? No one ever asks these questions like that. Yeah, it's amazing how human beings think that you can just clone and just chop up chickens in any old way you feel like it. But then all of a sudden when it happens to human beings, now everybody's ripping about it. You see what I'm saying? So you have to look at the universe as people are thinking that human beings, and this is the only planet with life on it, and when you look up at the stars, which are suns at night, it's boundless. You see what I'm saying? You mean to tell me on each and every one of these potential planets there's no other life form there? I don't think so. And that's the thing that why they keep people spellbound and closed-minded, not to awake you to that reality. So you will end up food for the gods. That's what the concentration camps are for.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, a lot of black organizations go into it, but they don't explain. They don't go into the reptilian doctrine aspect of it because, A, they know if they do where they got the doctrine from, and that's Dr. York. Dr. York is the only black leader, right, president, et cetera, whatever type you want to call him, that came out and addressed these things. Back then, even when they called it crazy, he addressed it. Now, from the 60s to the new millennium, everybody's talking about it. So we had about a minute on live air. Everybody who's a caller, just hang on, and, you know, you won't be disconnected. So that's basically what it boils down to. That's the bottom line. So even when you go to the House of Consciousness, and once people get out of those little debate series and figure out what this is all about, then you can go to the next level and you have to unite. Every movie that you see when they show extraterrestrial invasions, they want to give you the impression that human beings won the fight and they saved the planet. I don't think so. Human beings don't have the technology to stand up to these laser weapons. If you can't break down ancient Kemet and the technology they used back then, what makes you think that you're going to be able to fight up against beings from other galactical star constellations with heavier weapons and you know, more arsenal than you have with your little M60 or your little 9mm. You know, you can't do it. You know what I'm saying? So that's all that's saying. And there's a lot of people that are now coming forth from different angles. So it's so many arrows that we have out there, but eventually we're going to have to settle for one. You see what I'm saying? Because not settle for one, but just basically break down who has the facts and who can lead us out of from becoming food from the gods.
All right. I'm there with you. It's like when you're saying that, man, I just thought of the movie Predators, you know.
Yeah.
How they had all that special equipment and just everybody was trying to find a way off the planet or whatever.
Right. Well, Tom Cruise does a lot of movies like that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, so these reptilian. You know, I was looking at the money, the back of the dollar bill.
Right.
And if you fold it a certain way, you can like see a reptilian face. It's really, and then like where the eagle symbol is, if you look at it real close, you can like draw eyes and see like an alien head.
Right. Right.
And
you're not lying.
But I was seeing all that stuff, and I'm like, man, what in the heck? I was also listening to a lot of Dr. Delbert Blair's stuff.
Right.
And you know, Blair, he's kind of funny. Like he kind of rambles. So at first, you're just like, well, hold on. He'd be like, slow down, Blake. But, yeah, you know, when you said the food for the gods, that's some deep stuff. And, you know, honestly, I think it's gonna be a while before we, like, all wake up, you know, because it's just right now it's a rubber band that's been stretched so thin, you know, to where it's like we're still in recovery mode, you know. So, you know, we're gonna be more susceptible to drugs and alcohol and just feeding into the physical, you know, world because of the state we're in, you know. And I just don't, just like B, just, you know, I hear all this stuff about how we were this and that, but just being somebody that's just kind of awakening, I'm like, all right, well, it's going to be a minute before we can get back to that. You know, right. But in the meantime, you know, come the weekend, you know, I'm going to have to really, like you said, I was listening to you say about breaking habits.
Yeah.
You know, in the meantime, when it comes Saturday night, going to the club with friends, you got that bottle of, it's going to be hard to say no to that.
Yeah.
You know, so.
All right, fam. Well, we're going to have to sign off right now because we are over time. And we'd like to thank you for calling in to the show. We appreciate you. Look for us next Sunday at 5:30. Don't forget, shout out to all my Nuwapian family, Brother Yassar, number one, Brooklyn, New York, doing it up there, South Carolina. We look for your support. We're going to support y'all through the making way. All right, one love, family, and hotel.
Okay, I got you one. Man is black and white.